USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Several wildfires burning across the country. One in High County, North Carolina, has grown to at least 800 acres, but only a quarter of it is contained. In southern New Jersey, a blaze grew to at least 12,000 acres in the Wharton State Forest. That blaze is 70% contained. And containment is growing in two northern Arizona wildfires. The two blazes combined have consumed 30,000 acres at least. When the 1-6 House Select Committee resumed public hearings on Tuesday, it will focus on how former President Trump and his allies pressured officials in key battleground states to overturn election results in his favor. Key witnesses will include Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, his deputy Gabe Sterling, and Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers. In a recorded phone call, Trump asked Raffensperger to find more votes for his reelection bid. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden searching for ways to ease the pain at the pump. He's thinking about asking Congress to support a holiday on the 18.4 cent per gallon federal gas tax.
I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
Gas prices started to climb late last year and surged with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The average for a gallon of regular is just under $5, according to AAA. Facebook has removed the campaign video by Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Greitens of Missouri that shows him with a shotgun declaring that he's hunting for so-called rhinos. Rhino is short for Republican in name only. The social media company said the video was removed for violating their policies against violence and incitement. The former governor resigned in 2018 amid criminal investigations and talks of impeachment. Twitter said it was leaving the post up on its platform because it was in the public interest, despite it violating rules against abusive behavior. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Six people were injured in New York when a taxi cab jumped the curb and crashed into a group of pedestrians Monday afternoon. Two women were pinned underneath the vehicle. Then, in what one NYPD official called a remarkable scene, at least a dozen Good Samaritans tried to lift the cab off the victims. WABC-TV spoke to one of those Samaritans. His name is Garrett Orpin.
It was shocking and, you know, traumatizing. Quickly, you're just kind of shaking and reacting, and we were getting ice and taking, like, aprons out. We got a belt off of somebody to provide a tourniquet, so we just, like, you know, dive in and help.
The 60-year-old cab driver who remained at the scene suffered minor injuries. At least three of the six pedestrians were injured critically. Police did not suspect any criminality in the incident. Staffing shortages is leading American Airlines to eliminate service to three cities after Labor Day weekend. A company spokesperson says that service will be dropped to Toledo, Ithaca, New York, and Islip, Long Island on September 7th due to a regional pilot shortage. The news comes as thousands of U.S. flights over the weekend were canceled. Two deputies with the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida have been suspended for the next couple of weeks without pay for leaking the news of comedian Bob Saget's death before his family was alerted. One of the deputies told his brother about it, who subsequently posted it to social media, according to the investigation. The other deputy wasn't on duty, nor was he involved in the death investigation when he told his neighbor about Saget's passing. Saget died in January at 65 following an accidental blow to the head, likely from a fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.